It's almost like springtime today. I love the spring. It's just, I feel warmer in the spring, I think, and start to thaw out a little bit. Well, I've been thinking about plants. In the springtime, we get to see the beauty of the plants that grow. So I'm going to talk a little bit about plants this morning. Under right conditions, a seed awakens, you know, and it starts growing. It produces a plant. It produces a stem and leaves and branches or vines. Now, some plants grow beautiful flowers, and others, you know, they'll grow different forms of seeds, or, you know, some of them even grow fruit. Now, the ones that grow fruit, the fruit's usually for a purpose. You know, it usually has some purpose, whether it's to entice animals to eat it, to you know, scatter the seeds around, or sometimes those seeds or those fruit are for food, so they're useful things. Now, Christians are part of a vine, and there's a fruit that grows on a vine. We're part of a spiritual vine. We can read about that in John 15. We won't go there today, but if you'd like to read that, it's a beautiful description of the vine, the true vine, Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the vine, and God the Father is the vine dresser. He's the caretaker of the vine, and we're branches that grow from this vine. Now, if a plant that is intended to grow fruit, if it stops producing, it's usually cut down, or if there's a branch that stops producing, sometimes it's taken off and removed from the vine. In our case, if we're no longer useful branches of this vine, God says that he will take us away, remove us from that vine. And again, you can read that in John 15. Now, in several other places, in various other gospel accounts, we hear John the Baptist and Jesus Christ talk about a tree that does not bear good fruit, and it's cut down and burned up in a fire. However, the branches that are useful, that are productive, they're pruned and they're cultivated by that vine dresser, by God the Father, so that they can produce even more fruit. They're not left by themselves to just die off. They're taken care of, but the idea is to help them to produce fruit. God's intention for us is that we will grow, that we will become a strong part of that vine, and that we will produce fruit. And we aren't supposed to just make it to a certain point in our lives and feel like we're doing, you know, we're doing okay and just kind of ride out the rest of our lives, ride out waiting for the return of Christ in that way. We're supposed to be growing. We have to continue to grow in our lives, grow spiritually, become a more active part of that vine and growing fruit, the fruit that God intends us to grow. Now, 2 Peter, let's turn to 2 Peter. I have it in the Contemporary English Version. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. So this is a description of how we are supposed to grow, something that we can do to help us to grow. Now, verse 5, it says, "Do your best to improve your faith by adding goodness, understanding, self-control," verse 6, "patience, devotion to God, concern for others, and love." So we're supposed to be adding to our faith, improving it, it says in my version. If you keep growing, verse 8, if you keep growing in this way, it will show that what you know about our Lord Jesus Christ has made your lives useful and meaningful. God intends for his vine to produce fruit, to keep growing, to not just, you know, stay the same, but to keep growing, keep developing, and not just to hold on to that faith that's been once delivered to us, but to add to it, to grow that faith. Now, how do we do that? How do we begin to grow? How do we continue to grow? How do we add to our faith? Well, I have a few helpful tips, helpful points to help us to start growing or to continue to grow. Now, this message is definitely, it's not only for you, but also for me. I think I wrote this message mostly for myself, but I thought it'd be good to share, because this is important for all of us. So the first point that I have, in order to begin to grow, or to keep growing, to add to our faith, we have to examine ourselves. We examine ourselves. Part of our personal growth as a Christian is examination. It's personal, it's deep, it's internal. And we have to be constantly looking at ourselves to see how we're doing, to see if we have been growing. Now, it's an examination that it must be done upon ourselves. We can't compare ourselves to other Christians. It's very, very personal, this growth. Now, we can help each other and encourage one another if we have difficulties. We're supposed to do that. We're supposed to bear one another's burdens. But at the end of the day, we are responsible for our growth. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. We'll read verses 4 and 5. So verse 4, "But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load." So we're supposed to help each other out and encourage each other, but this growth that we're working on, this examination that has to be done, is upon ourselves. We examine ourselves. And we look to see if we're lacking any of the fruit of God's Spirit. And we might look to see if we've returned again to our former sins, things that we've repented of before. And hopefully we see places that we've overcome, sometimes in small ways, but sometimes in huge ways. And that's wonderful. And we wouldn't see those things if we didn't do this examination. We wouldn't see our faults, but we also wouldn't see the growth that we have done. We often talk about this kind of internal examination during Passover. And, you know, I think in the past, I've focused more on that right before Passover. You know, you get to the week before Passover and you're thinking, oh, I gotta look at how I'm doing. But this is an examination that we should be doing every day in our lives, all year long, and not just before the Passover. But the Passover in particular is a wonderful reminder. It's an annual reminder of the death of Jesus Christ, his sacrifice. And if it wasn't for Christ's sacrifice, we wouldn't have the opportunity to be a part of this vine, this spiritual vine, God's church. We wouldn't have the opportunity to have this growth that we do and have the faith to build upon that we've been given. So that's a wonderful blessing and a wonderful annual reminder to examine ourselves. We haven't yet reached perfection, and so we have to keep looking to see how we're doing, to compare ourselves to the point that God wants us to reach, and to keep adding growth. But we have to examine ourselves to see how we're doing, to see the things that we need to be working on. My second point is that in order to add to our faith, to start to grow or continue to grow, we have to ask God for help. We have to ask God for help. And we can't do this on our own. Even though the growth is our own, the growth that we're responsible for that growth, we have to ask God to help us because we can't do it on our own. We need His help, His wisdom, His guidance. Now, if you turn to 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6, we can see this point. I'll just go ahead and read it. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6, it says, I planted, this is Paul talking to the Corinthians, some people who had forgotten that they needed to look to God for their growth. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Verse 7, 1 Corinthians 3, so then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. So we have to go to God, and he will give us this increase. We have to ask Him specifically to help us to grow, to mature, to have that increase, to produce fruit in us. We have to go to Him and ask Him to help us to be useful to Him in the way that He wants us to be useful. We have to go to Him to overcome our sins, to help us to overcome our sins and to be forgiven of those sins. And he gives us a lot of help. He gives us a whole bunch. We have his word written down. We have our instruction manual that guides us and shows us what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do. We have his law, which is our tutor. It helps us to see which way we're supposed to walk, walking on that straight and narrow path, and to show us what growth really means, what spiritual growth really means. And we have God's Holy Spirit working in us. And that's the best, you know, the best teacher that we can have. God teaching us and guiding us and helping us to, giving us understanding to be able to develop our faith, to be able to add to our growth. And no matter how hard we work at growing, even when we've been given some amazing abilities, humanly speaking, we can't achieve true spiritual growth without God's help, without his encouragement, without his wisdom. We need that to be able to add to our faith. So we examine ourselves. We ask God for help in this examination and also in guidance and wisdom and to help us to grow. And the third thing that we can do is purposefully look for opportunities for growth. We have to purposefully look for opportunities for growth. We can't just go about it haphazardly. You know, we have to have purpose in this. Now, if we look at the specific list of additions to faith that Peter wrote about earlier, and we already read it, we can see some specific areas that might be good to focus on. Of course, we can look at God's the fruit of God's Spirit, and a lot of these are the same. We'll go through this these different aspects of faith, the aspects of God's Spirit that we need to be working on. In 2 Peter 1, again, Peter mentioned goodness. We have to add goodness to our faith. And this might be continuing to repent of our sins. Well, it's definitely continuing to repent of our sins. Living God's way of life more intently, actually focusing more on living his way of life rather than just kind of going along because it's what we've always done. We have to have purpose in it. Peter wrote that we're supposed to add understanding. And this could be learning more about God's word, studying more, having more focus in our study, going to God and asking him for wisdom. And this also is iron sharpening iron. And working together, discussing things, learning from each other, things that we may have not understood as well as we thought we did, or we know that we don't in some cases. And Peter also wrote patience. We have to add patience. Taking the time to look at our own faults carefully, at times giving extra focus to areas in which we really struggle. He also wrote self-control. We have to add self-control. I almost missed that one. That's important. Not being lax or stagnant in desiring to improve ourselves, in desiring that spiritual growth. And Peter wrote, adding devotion to God, serving God the way that he wants us to serve him, going to God for the help that we need, admitting that we cannot grow spiritually without his guidance. He also wrote, concern for others. This is our brotherly love, concern for others, continuing in good works toward each other, discovering ways to serve that we might not have realized before, you know, seeking out places to help others. And lastly, he wrote about adding love to our faith. And this is agape love. This is God's love. Continuing to look for God's example of what love really is and to emulate that love in our lives and to live that way of life. Now, in purposefully looking for opportunities for growth, we have to challenge ourselves. You know, sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes in our examination, we find places that we struggle a lot or things that we're scared to change or scared to do. But we have to challenge ourselves sometimes and to get out of our comfort zone to be able to do what God needs us to do. And that's very important. We have to be able to do what God needs us to do. We can't be scared of that. And Sometimes that's a struggle that we go through. And this spiritual growth that each individual is going through, each of us are going through, the beautiful part about it is that it adds to the strength and adds to the faith of the entire vine, the other branches that are trying to grow fruit, that are striving. Now let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, I'm going to read verses 14 through 16. Verse 14, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Verse 16, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working, by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So each of us individually growing and adding to our faith, it helps the entire vine, the entire plant, to grow and to be productive and useful. God has chosen us to be part of his spiritual vine. He's grafted us into this plant that is Jesus Christ, the church of God, in which Christ is the head. And he expects us to be fruitful, to be growing. So we have to be watchful of ourselves. We have to make sure that we are growing, that we're examining ourselves every day, and not just once a year, although most importantly, once a year at Passover, but every day. And we need to be asking God for help, being specific about that, to ask us to be growing, to cause that increase, to give us that increase. We also need to purposefully look for opportunities for growth, ways that we can encourage each other and serve God better and add to our faith. We can't just sit back and wait for God's plan to unfold around us. We have to be active participants. We have to be growing. We have to be adding to our faith and becoming more spiritually mature the way that God has intended us to do.